a kesef, they call it toa. A woman gets confused, she doesn't know she's coming, she doesn't know she's going. All kinds of halachas. In that context, those of you who have this handout that I gave out can pull it out. The Brisker Rav quotes the Rambam, and he has a fascinating interpretation. So I'm going to begin on page Chav Vav. We have Chav Zayin, the Chav Hei and Ches I don't have in front of me. I think I left it downstairs. But it doesn't matter. The main thing is here. Okay? Let's review. Let's review by reading the words of the Rav. Okay, it's not his own words, I should emphasize. It's the words of his Talmidim wrote, but they're quite clear. So he quotes the Rambam, Talmidei Chavav, Hema Nikron Yemei Nidasa Bein Rasa Bein Dam Bein Lo Rasa Bein Dam Hema Nikron Yemei Nida Neshein Ruuyin LeNida V'chol Dam Shetira Behen Dam Nida Yechashev V'chol Yud Alef Yom She'ach Azayin Hema Nikron Yemei Zivasa Neshein Ruuyin LeZiva Halacha Vav Chol Yomea Shal Isha Kachein Zayin Yemei Nida Yav Yemei Ziva. Back and forth, 7-11, 7-11. Mavur the Polig are based in him. The Rama argues in Rashi and Ramban on two matters. Choda, the Sfirle, the Ein Ziva Rak Ba'osin Yud Alef Yom Bilvat. Avol Acha Yud Alef Yom. Av Shelo Sofer Zayin Akim. Harbiel Shachakach Kvar Din Rios Nid Alayo. Amazing. A woman started seeing. We keep saying she still started on Sunday. We haven't changed our pattern. She started seeing Dam on Sunday. Okay, and she sees Dam straight for 3 weeks. What happened? 3 weeks straight. So, what's her status? She can't count the clean days. So the Rambam writes that after comes 7, then comes 11, 18, day 19, she has a status of Nida. That's called Dam Nida, not called Dam Ziva. Number one. According to Shitas Rashi and Ramban, no. No. Once you start the status of Zava, you are Zava forever till you have Shiva Nikiyim. Clear? That's Machlokas number one. What's Machlokas number two? The Gam. The Ein Chiluk L'Rasa Nida L'Lorasa. The All Yemeah Shal Isha Kacha Cheshman 7-11. 7-11. Kol Sherasa V'yeh Yud Alef Yom Sha'ach HaZayim Shal Yemei Nida Din Riyas Zivak V'hu Af Shal Rasa Design Din Riyas Nida. In other words, she sees every month, the average woman, she sees every 4 weeks. So she sees day 1, she sees day 29, she says, Zava! Crazy! There's nothing wrong with this woman, she's not a sick woman as the Ramban said. She's a perfectly healthy, clockwork woman. Every 29 days. But 29 is more than 7 plus 11 plus 7. Did the math yesterday, right? Came with a 25. All right, so this is 29. She's a Zava without being Nida first. Quote the Rashi, it's impossible. Zava is only a continuation of Nida. So there seem to be two different disputes between Rashi and Rabban on one hand, and Rama on the other. The Chorahim, Shtema, Plukos, Nefradim. The Machloks, and the Rechika, Riyasa, Im Havi Nida, Zava. Right, every 29 days. Havi Plukta, Bedin, Ziva. Im ziva hu dafka acha rias nida. Od lo tzrichin nizava li rias nida mikodem efshir tia zava but li rias nida kol shirasa bosan yudav shach azayim. That's one machlokas we just expressed. What's the second machlokas? Ha plukta below sof azayin akim im chozeras etchilas nidasa ve plukta bedin nida im chozeras ni nidusa below azayin akim olo. Right, according to the Rambam, you can go back to be a nida. According to the Rashi and Ramban, you can't. So you have Shiva Nikiyim. That's the simple shot. Comes the Brisker Rav with a Lomdusha interpretation. Om Namdire, the Choda Plukti, Vaha Baha Talia. These two disputes really have one core Lomdusha basis. The Hine. But Svila the Rashi, the Kol Shlos Sofer Zayin Nikiyim. Ach Aziva. Din Ria Ziva Allah. Lechora Halo Halachi. The Ein Bei Nida the Nida Eli Yud Alef Yom Shal Yemei Ziva. The Bezegam Rashi Moda the Bigi Mei Din Yemei Ziva Lo Nemu Eli Yud Alef Yom. Rak Ugzeres Hakos of Miyuchan Mikra the Besufra the Kol Zman Shal Asufra. She's not 7 clean days. Lo Havi Nida Umemela Havi Harius Riyos Shal Ziva continually till the 7 clean days. Avo Beemes Etzem Halachi the Rak Yud Alef Havi Yemei Ziva. Rak, the Hocha Asin Mikor Gzeres Hakos of the Besufra, the Nichlal Bahach Kro, the Imlo Sufra, Adayin Tuma Ziva Allah, the Havion and Harios Rios Shel Ziva Allah. Okay, so this is discussing the question of whether you can go back to neither without 7 clean days. Rashi says no, and Ren Rambam says yes. Next paragraph. Inebi sold mashenechaku imsorach ziva rias neither nikodem nira. What's the beer? The Rambam holds is the cheshem. It's column 2. You may need a ziva ben rasa ben lo rasa. Here's the lumps. Kamo dika halacha shudal yom may ziva. We pass 9 bays and the bays be so yesterday halacha moshe misinai. Kamo kain is halacha you may need a that those days are ruined yos nida and afterwards become ziva even if she didn't see them. There's a special din of Zion you may need a. The 11 days, right? According to the Rambam, between the 7 of Nida and the 7 of Nida. Not between a Ria and a Ria, between days and days. That's the whole part of the Rambam. Rambam agrees that there's a concept called Yemei Nida. We shall see soon. According to the other Rishon, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as Yemei Nida. There's Ria's Nida. The concept of Yemei Nida does not exist, according to the Rav Rishon. The Rambam is one of those Mechadish idea of Yemei Nida. Oh. Fine. So you have Yom HaShal Nida, Yom HaShal Ziva. And he's medayek the lashon of the Rambam, halacha gimel, halacha la Moshe Misinai she'ein bein zman nida lizman nida el yud aleph yom b'levat. Is a concept called zman nida. What is zman nida? I never heard of it. What's zman nida? What's zman nida? The Rambam created this concept, something called zman nida. Wow. When zman nida, she can become a nida when she seeks. Shame you may nida alive. Risk. Shame you may neither. She didn't see anything. Doesn't matter. After several 7 days pass, start Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva, even she saw nothing. That's the Chiddush Nif of the Rambam. Amazing. Vemela, since that's the Rambam's Chiddush, Osir Shapir, according to the Rambam, I'm halfway down the second column, Af Belisha Poska Miliros Choseras Nidusa. Why? Because it's Aloch of Yemei Nida. Who cares she hasn't stopped seeing? Doesn't matter. She can see straight for 3 weeks and she goes from Nida to Zava to Nida to Zava within the same 3 week period. Right? 7, 11, 7, and then whatever days are left until the 3 weeks are up. Okay, that's 4 weeks, as the case may be. Within 4 weeks, she can have 7, 11, 7, and 11. Right? So you do the arithmetic. Within 30 days, you're ready into the 11 the second time around. Back and forth, because it's a concept of your main Nida. Shemafkia, Lohavin, Arias, Rio, Ziva. The fact that your main nida is mafkia, the status of ziva. This is according to the sheet of the Rambam. It's clear? Rambam sheet. What does everybody else hold? No such thing as your main nida. They deny the fundamental concept. That's the fundamental dispute which governs both details. Look, that's Rashi. Lo ner malocha rakim e ziva. That we have a concept. Your main nida, leka alocha klal. Doesn't exist. There's no such thing. Whenever you see, except for those 11 days, it's called Nida. But it's not as you may Nida. No such thing. Doesn't exist. Oh, if that's the case, so what does it mean, 11 days? It means between a Rias Nida and a Rias Nida. Not between a Yom Nida and the, there is no such thing as Yom Nida. So by definition, it's between a Ria and a Ria. Wow. Because without a Ria, there's no such thing as a May Nida. Doesn't exist. So if you see once every 29 days, give me a Nida each time. Because, you follow what I'm saying? Good, you have 7, and then you have 11 makes 18, and then what? You may Nida. There's no such thing as you may Nida. No such thing. So no, everything is suspended animation until she sees next time. When she sees next time, oh, that she's a Nida. That's 29 days later. So the typical woman, according to Rashi, will never be a Zava, because whenever she'll, as long as she stops seeing within 7 days, she'll never be a Zava in her life. See, every month or so, or could be, as long as it's between 19 and 119, anywhere in between, it's always going to be a Nida each when you see it a second time, because you're not in the magical 11 days of Yemei Ziva. Oh, oh, very beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, and for that very same reason, the last line here, below Poska, she sees straight for 3 weeks. Havale Ziva, why? Kev and Lonema Zman Shel, next page. You may need the cloud. There's nothing to break it up. There's nothing to break it up. You don't have your may need it to break it up. Quote the Ram, your may need it to break it up. Comes out, line 7. Nimsa de beza dinim choda plukti. Ike machlokas is what? Is the may need or not? Quote the Rashi, no such thing. No such thing. Ziva you have, neither you don't. Okay? So what's the mean? Ain bein neither the 11 days. It means bein rias neither, the rias neither. Because the maybe doesn't exist. So yachika riyasa is going to be a neither. There's no, nothing before that. Right? And there's nothing, if he doesn't count 7 days clean, there's nothing to break it. According to the Rambam, it's exactly the opposite. It's the luck of Yemei Nida. These are Yemei Nida. Even she didn't see, because she could have seen. The 11 days between the Zman Nida and Zman Nida. The truth is, that's the Rambam's Lashon, we saw before. Zman Nida to Zman Nida. Didn't say Nida to Nida, Zman Nida. At Kantil Nas is Torah's Emes. Emes Lamita, this is brisket, it's obvious. The next paragraph is question. And it's not the Briskov's fault. I mean, that's Briskov's fault. Whose fault is it? It's nobody's fault. Cecil. You have it, look inside. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, we read this source yesterday. Shatira Isha Dam Tchila Shatira Vishas Vesta Vu'ez Shekoval Nidosa Harezu Nida Kol Shivas Yomim, etc. Rosa Vishmini Isdam Ziva Shubulo Es Nidosa. And what did Rambam mean when he said, Dam Tchila, Ok Shetira Bishas Vesta, who ate Shekovel and Nidosa? What's it? Vesta is a very complicated sugya. One of the hardest sugyas in the Hilchos Nida. But who's talking about Vesta here? That's how we know. Those a little bit, those were married, no, a little bit. A woman has an expected period, she has to abstain from relations with her husband, she has to check herself. Vestas. But you know, anyone learned a little bit of Hilchos Nida that Vesta is the Rabbanim. We passed into sugya early in this afternoon. So what are you talking about Vestas over? What's it mean over here? He quotes a Pirush of Mishnayos. That's where the problems begin. The Pirush of Mishnayos. And those who have it, have it. I'll read it to you. It's a very brief citation. This is as follows. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to read just in the top of the second column. Vazman sheyesh ve'nidus le'nidus le'miyot yud alef yom. What miyot mean? What does the word miyot mean? At least. You said before, not at least. It has to be 11. What do you mean at least? What's going on? He makes a whole shtickl Torah based on this at least, and the Briskov conclusion based on the at least is the other way around. According to the Rambam, there's Yemei Nida, there's no Yemei Ziva. According to Rashi, there's Yemei Ziva, there's no Yemei Nida. Briskov. But it's very question whether it's in fact accurate. How can I go against the Briskerov? You know what against the Briskerov? The Rambam. I have to quote the Rambam. Who went against the Rambam? The Rambam. He changed his mind. That's the problem. The Rambam changed his mind. I'll show you. I brought the kappa. Okay, what do I know about these things? Okay. So we have to look up the kappa in two places. First is in Erechim. Luckily, it's in the same volume, Kochim and Taras. So. Let's look at Erechim first. That's where the first Rambam is found. There we go. In Perek Beis, Mishnah. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Listen carefully. He writes over here as follows. Ki mi yom rishon shel nidos al yom rishon shel nidos, right? Shmon asar, yom, lo pachos mize, velo yeser al ze. Footnote 15, velo yeser mize, lo her b'madura kama. It's not in print either. Vitziruso, the Rambam had a different sheet. Chazer v'tikin b'madura shlishku lefaneinu. And he writes in this in Yisuri Biya, Ein Bein Zmanida Zmanida El Acharas Yom Bilvad. That being the case, the word Hamuat, which is found a little bit earlier, the Hazman Hamuat is 11, has to be changed. So the Briskov, I can't blame him, he's quoting what he has in his print. But according to Rabbi Kapach, I think he's correct. It has to be changed. This is found over here. I wrote it from 15, went back to 10, and so let's look at footnote 27 over here. He says, So you get the impression from the Pirush of Mishnayos in its initial iteration that the Rambam held that there may be an exception to the rule. What exception is that? A woman who has a regular period. If a woman has a regular period, then the 7-11 is not applied. So 18 is a minimum, but it can go beyond that. That's what he said in Pirush of Mishnayos originally. There were comments. And as a matter of fact, there were those who want to say pshat in some modified way, even in the Hilchos Asura Bia that way. That's what the Chavos Da'as says, in Kupei Gimel Sufkot and Beis. That's what Reb Chaim says. The Briscoe was following his father. Reb Chaim says that, in Sefer in the Hilchos Asura Bia. According to the Rambam, even though we have 7-11, that's normally, a woman has a Vesis Kavua, then even the Rambam agrees to the other Rishonim, that when she sees it in the time of a Ves, that's going to be called neither and not Zavah. And the logic is very simple. Look at the words of the Pesukim. To be Zavah has to be below Es Nidasa. So normally we say, we follow the calendar. 7-11, 7-11, 7. That's if a woman has no set pattern. So we'll follow the calendar. If she has her own private calendar, her private calendar, I see every 29 days. You can't call that low Es Nidasa. I don't care what the YU calendar or the Young Israel calendar or the OU calendar you have in the mail just for the Rosh Hashanah says. Throw that calendar out. She has her own private calendar. Her private calendar says every 30 days, 35, 29, you mean, I see that. That by definition is considered Es Nidasa, not low Es Nidasa. She doesn't have a regular pattern. Then we go to the calendar you buy in the store. And you have to measure the day, 7-11, 7-11 forever. That's what the Chavos Da'as, that's what Reb Chaim says. That's what Sheilas David says. That's what the Kevus Mishnah says. They also have Pshat and Rambam in Isur Abia that way. And I believe that's how the Rambam originally held in the Pirush of Mishnayos. But when he changed it, he changed it. And the Magen Mishnah is Mashma, not that way. That's 7-11, 7-11 with a Vesis or without a Vesis. I had the Kashas that the Magen Mishnah has. So we had the Netziv's answer. That all those Gemaras go according to Rabbi Akiva. And Rambam passed the Gemaras of Nazariah. So the Machloek is within Shitas Rambam. What is his final conclusion? That's in Hilchos Masechta Erev. Here in Masechta Nida, the same kind of change takes place. The same thing. He writes over here, those who have a look it up, in Perek Dalet, footnote 26. Ubaba Kabbalah, Shazman Sheyeh Ben Vesis Levesis Acharas Ayom, Opochos Yosef. He says Ben Vesis Levesis. Means even she has a Vesis. Still, that's why I'm saying it's not like the Chavos Da'as. 26. This is Madura Achrona. It's a Rebbe. Madura Kamet said, Uboba Kabbalah, Shazman HaPochos B'Yoser, Shemei Vesnida LeVesnida Achara Sayon. The Rambam held B'Tziruso, I believe. The Kabbalah says in Erech, he held B'Tziruso like Rashi and Ramban. I don't think that's true. I think B'Tziruso he held like a Chaim and the Briskarov and the Chavos Da'as. Modified version. If you don't have a Vesis, things are wild. If you have a Vesis, then I agree to the other Rishon. But if Sof Yomov, I believe that's the Pashup Shad in the Mishnah Torah, in the Chazaka, and this is clearly in Madura Basri here. No, it's always 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, no matter what. That's the Mashmos of the Magen Mishnah, etc. So the two different versions of the Rambam, let's go to the Lovedness of it again, one more time. The Brisk Rav, according to the Rambam Ben Tziruso, said that it's opposite of Rishon. Other Rishonim hold, there's no such thing as Yomei Nida, as we proved. It's the only called Yomei Ziva. And the Rambam holds, Fakert, there's no such thing as Yomei Ziva. It's only Yomei Nida. But the Maskodas of Rambam, I think, there's both. There's Yomei Nida and Yomei Ziva. So the three possibilities are both sides. Yes, sir?
Just to clarify, Rebbe said about the calendar that you get in the store.
Yeah.
But it's really every single girl has to have her calendar from the first time she has Bria's Dom, right? And then 7-Eleven starts.
Right.
There is, according to the Rambam, every girl has to figure out when her day is.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, and that's her 7-Eleven until she gets confused.
Until she gets a baby.
A baby.
Has come through a Toa. The Magen Mishnah says the Rambam has to agree that by Toa, based on Moran Erechin, that he's wrong. So how can it be wrong? So the Magen Mishnah says no problem. That's Paralach Mashmi Sina. That Toa is different. Because Toa is the main proof they bring against the Rambam. Toa is different. Halacha Mashmi Sina. It's part of the Halacha. Ad Kana Bosa. I just want to call again one more time. Yes.
So the Rambam Mitzchila, would he say that only Vesis Leonim?
Leave out all the other Vesis. Just to my Yomim now. but we are not going to be touching vessels for a long time. Please, that's too complicated. Oh, I want to say one more thing. When I spoke to you yesterday about the Netziv, I didn't clarify myself properly enough when I explained the Rambam said. Rambam has an expression in Perek Vav, Alocha Yud Zayin, Shimrosa Gimel Yomim Samach Nidasa Hare Zezom. That's what you need to pass on Kisozav al Nidasa. Obviously, that's Alocha Moshe Mishinai. So this is what the answer is like this. The Havamin would be, when she's Tahora Mitumas Nida, then she's a Zavah. What if she starts seeing on what we'll call the seventh day of Yomei Nida? Now that day, I'm going to explain what that really means. She started on day one on Sunday, then came 18 days. 7 plus 11 makes 18, okay. Then, the 7 days of Nida come according to Rambam again. Yomei Nida. So that's what's called what? That's called day 20. What's the, I forgot. 19, 20, 1, 2, 2, 3, 24. 25. Day 25. All right? Day 25. You might have thought, if she starts on day 25, now, you know what's the real truth. 7-11, 7-11. All right? So day 25 is finishes the second 7. All right? Day 26 is already what? Ziva. But you might have thought, no. You might have thought, if she started on day 25, then maybe the next 7 days, 25, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 31, are all going to be Nida. Because she started on day of Nida. Kamash Malan, no. That even Samach Nidasa, which means days 8 through 13, starting, but now starting from day 19, no? 8 through 13, are also considered to be Yemei Ziva. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. According to other Rishonim, this doesn't exist. What do you mean, day 25 is day 7? Well, you get crazy. Day 25 is day 1. Because if it's the one, no, you may need the when she didn't see anything. So explain to you, but look at the Nesiv, you'll see. That's what I went over a little bit too quickly yesterday. Fine, Adkan with this discussion. Oh. Now, Rabosai, I wanted to discuss a little bit more with you. Just two brief things before we get to something which is a little bit more practical. The Tosfos Rabosai in Masechet Nida, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. It's just sort of finishing up some of the chokhmah of the Netziv. And that same piece, and those who look it up, it's in the Shulta Peivav, Os Dalet, I believe it is. Tosfos Naflam and Amud Aleph, Masechet Nida, Shema Min Atlas. Tosfos says, last line, Trei Tanoi Havihu Alibayim. What the Beisham Beisilil, Yemei Leida. It's a whole discussion. With the all of the spheres divasa or not. So the Tziv, he doesn't tell who the Tanoim are. So the Tziv, you know who the Tanoim are? They're exactly Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he spoke about. Right? I think he's Megalasot. He's Megalasot. And all the Gemaras that are against the Rambam go according to Rabbi Akiva, we pass to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And as I mentioned to you, fine, this is fine. It's all based upon the on the Ramban. Then we said before, it's not Nafkimibas Manazer. Well, there may be Nafkimib right over here. It's going to be way ahead of the game, but I just wanted to show you something fascinating. Because you see there's a machlokas over here, in that Tosus makes a reference to over here. What does that mean? Take a look. Shmamin Atlas. What about Yemei Leida, Shainer Robem, Einolim, Tzvira Sivasa? What Ben Tam says, Pshitol in the Tamuda, Shainolim. Yemei Leida. A woman gives birth bizov. We assume everyone is bizov. And then, Yami Meleida, which she doesn't see any blood. So, Rabbi Natam says, it's obvious in the Gemara, they don't count. We pass like Abaye, and so for those kusin, it's the lamed of Yal Kagam. Whoever knows about Yal Kagam, the one that they fight about the most is the lamed. Want the most to show what's the lamed, who knows? Yeah, you know, it's from fifth grade. It's like Gemara, Lechel Me'elav, Yalkagam. No! It means you'll melee the Shein Olin. Aye, the Bryce holds like a Besham, Besilo, Ein Olin. It's a Machlokas Atanoim. So the Siv says it's between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Fine. How do we paskin? Like Rabbeinu Tam or against Rabbeinu Tam? So what do we care? It's ridiculous. Who cares if Rabbeinu Tam is right or wrong? Might have Kamina. Watch this. I'll show you. If you have a tour, you can see it in, you know, live, as I call it. If you don't have a tour, you can see it on screen. This is the volume that I have. Well, I'm in an old volume. Tour Shulchan Aruch came in two volumes. That's what it was. The first till Kuf Pei Tes, then till the Kuf Sanat Reish. Tour and the Shulchan Aruch with the many, many Mefarshim. Bigger print. But those who now had it, they compressed them to one volume, I believe. But this is in volume two. Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Rav Osai. There are Dark Emotions of Cotton Gimel. I mentioned to you that there's a custom with the Rambam said was from Tzdukim. Did I mention that to you? I think they mentioned Teisha B'Meitar. Did we mention it? I think so. That they waited 40 days and 80 days. Many times are unaware that it's from Tzdukim. And the Rambam was so furious about this. He said, you got to stop this. You got to stop it. Let me show it to you in the Rambam itself. I can't dramatize as well as the Rambam. This I can't do. Rambam speaks for himself much better than anyone can speak for him. Okay, a little bigger. Watch. Did I show you this yet? We never saw this. Let's say it'll be a good review, right? It's already sheer number three. We have a review already. Always have to review. Kol shamane, I didn't print. Well, let's just review. Kol shamane, benidah bezavav yoledes utin Torah. First 10 prakim. Uchemishpatim elu, meosin kshiyu bezin agolon betsuyin. Shemchachonim gedolim, shemakirim adamim, v'mdolim b'msofek b'riyo, so mi meznida v'ziva, yalu lebezin, v'yishalu k'mo shivticha Torah leyan, kipon m'chadav alamish, ben dam ledam, right? Ben dam nidu lezam ziva. In those days, they were very careful, the vestos, they kept everything nidu ziva. Torah gadol, especially when chief the Rambam. According to Rashi, not such a big thing, it's a Torah, not a Torah gadol. According to the Rambam, it's wild, 7-11, so it's crazy. Rosa Bastam Yom Aleda. She saw down the day she was born. Question. The girl would start her calendar. They probably put up some kind of a device on her these days, you know. Her cell phone or something. When she was born, she got her own first her Facebook page. I don't know what they had. Whatever. They attach it to a hip. And all the days have to start from the day she's born. And by the way, you know what's crazy? The Gemara is the Beferish. That there's women who saw blood at birth, and I have an article which is printed in a medical journal which claims that 7% of girls at birth see dam nida. Go on, you go into that. Don't trust me. You should never trust me about anything. Not Gemara, not Rashi, not Tosfos, not Rambam, and Kal vachomer not about general knowledge from the internet. I just hear. Yes. Teller
said that all girls bleed at birth, but I mean,
I don't believe that either. But 7%. Look it up. Yeah, maybe Rabbi Tanz is right. Go look it up, you guys that will have computers. Look up what the doctors say about this. Only fine. But from birth, so from that day, I have to count neither ziva. Can you imagine what's going on? I guess then it's a little easier. She always knows her birthday. So again, with a computer, you can figure out how old are you? 10. No. How many days old are you? Who knows? How many days old are you? Who knows? You know? Wait, you don't can't count? You take off your shoes? How old are you? I'm 25. No! How many days old are you? Because no one in this room knows, unless you're some math genius. She has to know how old she is. It's crazy. Okay? L'ficha lo t'tami abbas b'ziva l'bas yud yomim shim rosav yom noda b'harei nida shivas yomim b'shloshu yom sefam d'ezer yud yomim l'mata shim b'tchilas v'yas matzchelas l'mos yom nida v'ziva k'ho yomer afili rosav v'iktan. Okay, so what? That means you see 3 days, you're in trouble. This is Takanas Rebbe. Apparently, the Rambam held that the Takanas Rebbe was not only besodos, besuria, besvodos, Takanas Rebbe was everywhere. That's the impression that this halacha was Takanas Rebbe. You follow me? Not limited to one town or one type of person, etc. Olech mir halacha davnos Yisrael chumi yaseir alzeh v'nagu kulam b'chom b'chom sheyesh Yisrael everywhere. When the Ramban wrote everywhere, he meant as opposed to Rebbe, which is only in certain places, the Yod Beferish. But the Rambam says already here, the Takanas Chachamim, Gozru doesn't say only certain places. Doesn't make a difference in shemini kedavah gedola. And you'll meet mikvah after the night after. Finished. Period. So the Rambam has two stages, right? This is Gozru Chachamim, and this is Hechmir Benos Yisrael. Sounds like it's not really Takon Chachamim. I'll tell you later. I brought some of the Svarim today to show you possible differences. Fine. Am Tor, he says, is only from the Gaonim, and he says he knows that in certain places in Sarfas in France, Bolam Dam Tor. Okay, tell him a minute. Benos Yisrael is not totally a minik. It's a minik which is kavua for all Klal Yisrael, as opposed to some lady who wants to uproot it. But Dam Torah, that's a minik. Fine. He's not arguing right now. This is all a chumri yisera shenogav Benos Yisrael mimei chachmi haGemara ve'ein losi mimenu liolam. That's it. You have to. Ram is very careful. This is in Perikut Aleph of Hilchas Yisurei Bia. That's what we started talking so far, but we're not finished yet. We're not finished yet. We have to go a little bit further. Where is this funny custom of the tzedukah? Oh. Watch this. This is an amazing Rambam. He makes a distinction, halacha l'maisa, between Nida and Zava b'zman hazeh in his time. Again, we said there's no nafka mina. Watch this. Ksamim. Ksamim is a very long topic. We'll get to it later. Ksamim is a stain. Simple pshat in the stain is know what we call hargosha. We haven't discussed hargosha yet. If you need a daraisa, you have to have some kind of sensation. No sensation, you see it on a garment. That's called a kesef. Bismat hazeh kemoshe biyarnu. This is a chiddush. The Rif does not discuss hilchos ksamim at all. It's not there. The eshkol says pshat in the Rif, there's no ksamim bismat hazeh. The eshkol. Yeah, that's not it. The reform rabbi. I kid you not. Reform knocked out neither first. He said, neither. It's ritual purity and impurity. It doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh. That's true. All those other Pashas Tazriya, Pashas Mitzvah, we don't have Bizman Hazeh. They forgot to look at Nachimos Kadosh. There it says that neither, aside from being Tumei and Tahara, we saw in his Pesukim, she just threw all the violin. They didn't get that far. And they knocked out neither. So the Rif, it's Chalil B'chas, not Reform Mamish, but he's reformed to some extent according to the Eshkol. Some have according to many Rishonim. Why are they going to some? There's no Agosha. Because of Gzer Mishim Tumah V'Tara. If the blood comes out without a sensation and falls on a garment, the garment is Tumah. So Pesukim Mefarosh, we read it in the Chumash the first day, Monday. How can it be the garment is Tumah and she's allowed to be with her husband? Doesn't make any sense. So the rabbis asked it. So the Eshkol says, yeah, they asked it when they had Tumah V'Tara. No Tumah V'Tara anymore. Some don't apply at all nowadays. Rambam says no. Even that maybe Pshat and the Rif is Rebbe. He disagrees. That's a chiddush. Ain b'zit v'achiddush lo minik. He's saying you shouldn't think that it doesn't apply at all nowadays, which is what the Eshkol says. Pshat and the Rif. No, Tumah Torah is the same as it was b'zman Amikdash. Fine, but look what he says. You see a kesen. So feres shivas yamin. Miyom shenimtza bo hakesem inclusive, pilei ploya mamish inclusive. She says kesem on Sunday. She goes to mikvah motzei Shabbos. No shimin akiyim. No shimin akiyim. Oy ashir hakesem kedei lochash zivus. Yeah, a big stain for 3 days. Then so fair shivus yom miyachay yom shenimtza bo hakesem. She ain't a raw adam kavur kesem. Pilei ploim. Pilei ploim, shibush goro. What are you talking about? Some tzrichin hefsek tar and akiyim. Come on, what are you talking about? It's all. If you see it, there's a difference. halacha lemaisa. It's true, the Magen Mishnah said, lo arich. I don't know if you saw the Magen Mishnah yet, in Perek Vav. I'm not going to be marich. Let's take a look and see this. It's another chazar is always important, Rav Osa. Always have to chaz. We saw this already yesterday. We didn't see the Magen Mishnah. Watch this. He quotes the Ramban. Quotes the Rambam. Ramban says no. He does the stand-up shot. Achshav ein lonum miponim elu kamoshi zbara pekut. Obviously, you saw al kain lo arich b'zeh. Why not? Give us some ksamim. Man. Less 3 days is always going to be chomer chomer. Less 3 days is only going to be a kula. So, but just saying that this is the Rambam that I wanted to show you. Having said that, Rabosai, having said that, 1 second, I never got to where I was talking from the beginning. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. As usual. Watch this. Oh. Some have a need of 14 days, the toast. Some have a meaning, she was a mixer's gaonim, gaonim. Not every gaon was a gaon. Gaon was a title. Rosh Hashiva's going Yaakov, he had a title. Today, going, it's certainly not going. Everyone's a going today. But in those days, the going meant you were, but not every Rosh Hashiva is created equal either. Kayodu. Anyway. She yolded the Zochalo Tishamish Mitos at Sofar Boim, and it came after Shmonim. Even if she only saw 7 days. Ain't a minute of the toast, who also not Shuvas, but there are precursors, also in the Komos. I mean, that's stukin lambda that was there. I'm not happy with apokurs. This is not. We don't suffer them so lightly. Yet it was a common custom. Watch this. Watch what the Ramah tries to say up shot. It's not stukim. On the contrary, there's maybe a reason for it. Watch. Li nira, the midrabeinu tam mechmiru al atzma. That's where it comes from. Afal pisha kol gonim chol gonim eno tam, and lamed is lechi yomim me'ela, but you learned in grade school, not later. Watch this. Noguk Bitsarfas. Ah, Frenchman. Achav in the top, he's a Frenchman. Lomar, the Ain Olin Ho of Hodov Yotami Piv. Period. The Yim Kane. Ho will the Ain Olin Yume Ledo. Af al P Shane Roibahan. What does that mean? A woman has a baby, right? And she gets clean. Let's say she has a girl. She's clean after 2 weeks. She can go to the mikvah, no problem. Nope. Because the woman is treated today as a Yoled is Bezov, and the Yemei later don't count. So she cannot count Shiva Nakim. Impossible. Im Kena Didan, Sheinog and B'shtei Tvilos. Ooh, what's Shtei Tvilos mean? Shtei Tvilos mean you went to the Mikvah once to get rid of the Tumah Doraisa, and you went to the Mikvah a second time, Tumah Derabbanan. There were those who went, the average woman, same plain woman starts on Sunday. Those who went to Mosi Shabbos and not got the Tumah Doraisa. And went the next Thursday night to knock out the Chumah de Rav Zeira with the Shiva Nakiyah. Twice. And there were some people who had certain leniencies in Yemei Libuna. Those were more on Shabbos. A very scary Gemara. Scary Gemara. Baruch HaMokom Sharogo. A guy wasn't careful in Yemei Libuna. Presumably to mentor the mikveh. It's only the Rabbanan. Mamish, he died. So don't play around with this. Anyway, but they had two tefillahs. But they didn't have, they stopped the two tefillahs. The Rivosh made a cherem against two tefillahs. So therefore, the days can't count because they're all considered to be part of that category. And then, even though she doesn't see them, you can't count Shiva Nakiyah for the status of Zav, which was initiated upon childbirth. Watch this. Where are we? Okay, Pasha should Sricha Lahamdim in this Pazayan Nakiyim. Al Acher Aboim Yom Lazacha Ushmanon Nakeva. Umizu Nishtabe Vaminik. They're not stukim at all. mutok shmonim alachakach the lolam hibanit asa at shetav b'mayim. So you have to have two tefillos we don't have. No, after the olsin shenogam iminik zero laachmir kedivir benatam toch ikim aleid asa han toch abam shmonim, but not achakach. Truth is, it's still crazy. Where the shivanikim? So this in Reitara says it doesn't mean 80 and 40. It means 47 and 87. Which I don't know if that's really true. You gotta check the historians. They kept 40 and 80 or 47 and 87. So they kept 47 and 87. Are you supposed to go to the mikveh between after 40? That they didn't do. This is an unbelievable shot. It all goes back to the Tosafot we saw. Because there were those apostles like Rabbeinu Tam. And then the Tziv kept saying we don't follow Rabbeinu Tam because Rabbeinu Tam's rayas are all wrong, or Rabbi Kiva with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, etc. I just wanted to show you this nekuda as it comes up. Fine. Who says so that you need 7 days after the tefillah? Well, if you see it over here in the start at the tour. Okay, and we'll go to Shulchan Aruch. Where's Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch, here it is. Just make a couple of steps to save time, which of course costs time. Well, let's take a look. I want to give you a little bit of a taste of what some of the Rishonim have to say about these things. Look at the Taz. Talks about this custom. He says, I'm not happy with this. Maybe the shock will be faster. Let's go ahead. I'm trying to just fishing around to retrieve it quickly. I'm not doing such a good job. Where's the shach? Shach. A little bit faster. Daki Moshe quotes like this. Have we had a time? Okay. Im kein pashut shetzvich lahamtim elispo zaynikim ad achar arboi mezoch l'shmon l'nekeva. Okay. So you have to wait an additional 7 days. Okay. As he says, Adkan. So it's not just it's another Ida's no tefillah, they were makel Samara. Oh. Fine. Now I want to show you what I started telling you before. Yes.
Why would they not go to the mikvah after the 2 weeks for a girl and 1 week for a boy?
Right.
Why couldn't they go to the mikvah?
They could have, but they didn't. They didn't have two tefillahs, they wanted to have only one tefillah, and the one tefillah is at the very end. It's a little complicated. I'm just giving you an example. I want to read you a little bit from Kiddushin, right? Well, that was also from Kiddushin. Booby Prize. It's of Gustman, the last page of his sefer. The very last page. It's about Dine Minuk. Page Kuf Nun Vav. Starts on the previous page, 310. It's all about Benos Yisrael from Elatzma. He found of David Zal, Abbas in the Vardik, Galia Masefta, Yerodeus and Medalit. Listen very carefully. With some women who couldn't have a child. Writes as follows. Zeyro Takona, Bevad Chachom and Neviim, Bezagob Yishalayim, then you have to keep it no matter what. No matter what. Minig Achumra, which is not Bevad Chacham on the Vim or Sanhedrin, Hamon Amechmir al Atzam. Okay? Minik Tov. We can't be maker like this, Chas v'Sholem, Chas v'Chalila v'Chalila v'Chas, Stam Kacha. But, if there could be a case where it takes away a mitzvah, you can forego it. Why? Gid Anoshe, right? Shamno Shogid Yisroel Kedoshimein, Nogabo Yisr. Okay? Now that the Rabbanan is Nogobo Yisr, and therefore there's no law sorcery claims, and therefore the case of Mishrais and Nichols Korban Pesach, that they would actually ignore that Chumrah in order to better fulfill the halachas of Achilas Korban Pesach. That's an amazing thing. This is found over here in the previous page, page Kuf Nun Hey, and because the Mishnah says that it's a minig be'alma, not even Yisrael Rabbanon, the Ran says as well, and therefore it has a different status. Perek Yud Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, what's the Rambam talking about? Because the Mishnah says like this. Kinanosh ain't beginning of some time. Shamnosh ain't no Israel, she is Israel, Kadosh and Nogabo Israel, over Pesach lo Nogu, Kadesh lo Yach, double Achel Boever, etc., etc. The problems of Shuas Etzem and Achila, oh, not going into all the details. He quotes it over here as well. And therefore, listen very carefully. What's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? Oh. It says that being the case, maybe the Mokom Menias Puri Verivya put to the other Shalom Bayis Lo Naga Bechumas Rav Zeira.
Woo!
Calls a Eini Omer Lemaisa Rak Lalocha Letzara for Sniff Lohako. Now she kivanti bika rasvara ladas agoyin hanal, but told the brachal Hashem is baruch since he kind of the kavan ladas gedolim, ben chani bederech emes of the Tshuvas Gali Masech. How do you like that? Unbelievable. So therefore, b'mokom mitzvah, it's not so poshut. That's what he suggests. Chiddush nifla v'nar will say, anyone else talk about it? Yes, Shlomo Zalman talks about it. That he rejects it. But you'll see in Rav Shlomo Zalman's tshuva, he discusses various, even practical differences between Dinin Zavah, even Mizman Hazeh. So I want to show you the tshuva. I told you in my edition, it was called Chelik Bey Simon Ayin. In this edition, it's called Tinyana. Second, please. It's called Ayin Beis. Kudrus Bin Yanida. The first Aleph is about Chumah de Rav Zeira. Starts on page Reish Yud in this edition to Reish Yud Dal. I'll give you some of the highlights. The women who have a long period, they can't become Torah. Orthodox infertility. What do you do with them? So it's a minik. Says Beferish Ben Hogan. Hechad Yachmer Achmer Achmer. And he calls Toys and Shabbos Yud Gimel that a minik of going to the mikvah twice. Once after 7 days, the mitnaka v'taras taraisa, right? Mishum takon is taharis, pays veishud beis, okay? Because Rav Rebbe and Rav Zeira lo hishu legamri takonos from the taraisa, but still, Talmud was making, he died. So he goes back and forth, quotes a guy in Masechta. He has, they also quotes him. So therefore, maybe b'mokom mitzvah, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Gam al gav rabba the kavasei, ein lister was ever shumpon of yof. Because he said only the gedolim will accept it, and the gedolim never accepted it. No one accepted it. No one afkamina nidin zavis manazeh. So writes the Beis Yosef. Torah should have told us to us. The Ramban says you have to keep it no matter what. After saying so, and there's no room, you can't touch anything, he starts rattling off distinctions which are found. One, we saw the Ramban. Some of you don't shiva the kiyum. Hey, because you know 3 days. Right? That's difference number one. Difference number two, quotes the Balamor. The Balamor, when they get to Machlokes, I hope you'll do the Ma'amah Kamer, so I'm just going to pay, I'll catch you one day. You're not looking. So you saw Machlokes maybe already. If a person has to count Shiva Nikim, what if you count only one? Sofon Belit Chilasa. You have to tell, get that later, and you count day seven. Not one, two, three, four, five, or six. What's it in? The Machlokes, right? Amaroyim. The Mechaber says, quotes two opinions, saying Lahokel. The Balamor said it depends. In the case of a reunion, Shivan Akima Daraisa, be Machmer. But if not, it's just a Chumad Rav Zeira, give me make. Balamor Paskin Aloch Alamaisa, a distinction between Azava and Anida. Paskin Aloch Alamaisa. Paskin. Yeah. I want to show you something which is amazing, even more amazing. This is unbelievable. Take a look in the Divrei Chamudos. You have it over here. In the 10th parak of Masechta Nida, Sifkot and Lamed Hei. It's on the Makaros. Keep a look, this is not believable. Look on the Rush. My edition. It's on page. Samach Aleph, base. V'sof v'loli atzma. Kos v'tos v'perek hamadet apayim beis and ksubis. V'zal ha'shonim. V'im tomar. Amayim mevoreches zov al sfirasa. K'moshim mevorechen al sfiras ha'omad al ksiv v'sofra. Hey! A great kasha. Should count sfira. Hayom yom rishon l'shiv v'dikim. Hayom yom shein. Did anyone do that? Anybody know who did it?
Shalom.
Shalom. I said the Rebbe's in Shalom. Mrs. Horowitz. If you listen to her husband, count it, well, why? Look towards his parents. If Shlomo de Mevorach and Elbi Yovel, because Mevorach and Bezin, the Cholshana, Shal Olam, Yuchal Aman is Kaseidim. The Mitzvah Kaseidim, Chebba Omer, Abba Bezesh, Shem Tira Tistar, and the Limnos. Don't count, because you know, it may not go all the way. One, two, and go back to one. So the Shalom said, what Tosfos meant was, you should make a bracha. You don't make a bracha, be a bracha levatala. But you have to count. He told his wife to count. Ooh. Rabbi said, don't you dare tell your wife to count. She heard of it on her own, she wants to count, but she's not looking, that's one thing. Don't you dare pass like the shalom. We're not 1 million miles from the shalom. The shalom is light years. Right. Panita mea. To me, he gave him shenim of arechas. Humash achshav. It's the cash one. Maybe you do make a bracha. You would say, yes! They counted with a bracha in the olden days. Pilei ploy of mamish. Humash achshav enim of arechas. Fisha elan uzaba vadois. Mikavan shechmir bechun ramzera. Pilei ploy. If a woman saw 3 days of zov, for sure, she's 100% of zava. According to Rechmosh, she should make a bracha and count shiv in a kiyah. Pilei ploy. But you dare pass in this either. But that's what he said. I showed you. My Rebbe said pshat that the Tosfos have is not to make a bracha stam kacha on the fact that they, you know, you wake up in the morning, hayom sfiras omer, hayom, and you do a bedika. That's the pshat. If you do a bedika, the bedika is clean. That's when the bracha would have been made, or should be made according to Divrei Chamudos if it's a zava b'sman hazeh, and should keep the rice. Not just the day, the bedika. I'm going ahead of myself. I just want to show you examples of where we can even find distinctions, believe it or not. But there's more than that. We're not done yet. There is a.
Where are you just reading from?
I'm sorry?
Where are you just
reading from? Divrei Chamudos, called Laman Hay, on the bottom of the Rush. 10th parak of Masechta Nida. Okay. Now, there's a Ha'ora here in Rishlamas, on the bottom. Listen to this. He says it's true. Chumud Rav Zera came because of Taurus. That is true. And it's possible that when they went to the mikveh the first time, as we saw, to avoid problems of Taurus. So after day 7, she went to the mikveh, said what she touches is okay. Shouldn't be have kutchim and truma, whatever it may be, go to psul for nothing. And after 12 days, she was with her husband. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, it's very possible. If that was the minhag in the olden days, I'm sorry to say it, guys, even when the Mashiach is going to come, it'll be a Beis HaMikdash, there'll still be Chumrei Rav Zera. But they'll keep two tefillahs. They'll go back to the two tefillahs. Sorry, guys. It'll only help the kutchim and the taras going to this. So I mean, they'll still have. I'm sorry to break the news. When Mashiach comes, they'll find out who's right. The Meshach Chok is right, or Shlomo Zalman is right. All waiting with bated breath to find out. For many good reasons. This is another one. Okay? So, he says that it won't change. It'll be the same as it is, as it was then. They went two tefillahs. Not going to be kept. They have to. The Meshach Chokhmah said you have to keep cheshbin to know about Karbanos. They will keep cheshbin. I should go to the mikveh for 7 days, 99% of the time, for healthy women. But they'll still ask you for another 5 days, guys. Sorry. All right, that's what it says in the footnote on page Reshit Beis over here. Fine. And here he says, it's easy to figure out when you need it another according to the Rashi. It's only according to the Rambam that it's a problem. The Chasam Sofer says the reverse. He doesn't understand it. It's on page Resh Yud Gimel. Then he quotes a halacha lemaisa. I'm going to show you. Time is running out. I want to show you halacha lemaisa one thing, which is knock your socks off. And with this, the lack of time. Tomorrow is Thursday, correct? Shia 11:15. Good. Let's talk tomorrow about next week's schedule. Calendars. It's a Sunday or Labor Day. We have to figure out what to do. One of those days, they're not saying Shia. It's Sunday or Monday. We'll think about it. We'll vote tomorrow. Where the chuvas? Where the chuvas? Shoot. Watch this. Watch this chuv. Halacha lemaisa mamash. He didn't play around on the nazar. He took halacha lemaisa. He's resh nun beis. I believe he quotes it over here. Resh nun beis. A complicated shaila. He didn't know what to do. Couldn't do a proper bedika. Anyone know what proper bedika means? Bechorim of mistachin. You saw that. You saw in the rush. He requires chorim of mistachin. The ravid is mekel. On the chorim of mistachin. The ravid is mekel. You didn't see that yet? Well, it's something you should have seen it by now. If not, you'll see it soon. Achim eino regila liras yosim mishiva yomim. She never sees more than 7 days. V'gam achshav eino ro yosim mishiva yomim. Bofen. Dimidoraisa ain't sarach sphere klal. Ubenos yisrael echmir al atzman. Shuv bederabonon samchinen al harayvin. Much. If a woman who is stuck, she's doctor stuff, she can't do bederachorim and stuck him for half a year. Half, you should be whole. A half year away from my husband. To ride the rabbit, he's a Karis, can't do it. So what are you going to do? The answer is no. If it would be an Issa Karis, it would be a Zava Gadola, then we couldn't rely on the rabbit. But since, in most cases, it's not, Chumad Ram Zera, we'll rely on the rabbit. I need to have Sektar, we'll get to that later. There's another Wapo Chiddush. In Be'emes Larosa, Hari also Latvila. Yesh dismach shel ros yosef me hergel. Where's the source? Bala machashiv yimei vestel bo'aleo. That's a Gemara early on in Masechta Nida. We'll get to it later on. You rely upon the majority that a husband's allowed to rely upon. That's an unbelievable situation. Okay? That's unbelievable. Tezav and Beis. That's the Zichron Yosef. He quotes. Watch. Shuva Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef said, if your wife never sees more than 5 days, you don't even need to have Siktara. I said, Vaitar disagrees with him. You can look it up. It's on the Mar Makomas, Kuf Sadev Avchav Gimel, Hisigalov. Can't need the Samaches. You have to have Siktara no matter what. He himself said, that's only the Rabbanon. Oh, the Rabbanon, you want to write it again. But if she saw more than 7 days, or she's normally sees more than 7 days, he's sphere d'oraisa, then you no chorav mistakim, kores yev shalahakir. So Avnei Neza halacha lemaisa made a psak. You have to know, is she a nida or is she a zava? Halacha lemaisa paskin this way. How did the Sidrei Tara know that this din of chorav mistakim for hefsek Tara is d'rabbanan? How do you know? Anybody saw it? Ever look it up? Now I'm going to tell you, I can't tell you tomorrow, coming attraction for tomorrow, Shia, come on time tomorrow. I'm going to tell you a story that happened many times where Kalis forgot to do the Hefsik a week before they went. I had a Kalis teacher taught them and hacked them and Kalis are not used to it. How do you solve the situation? Crisis management. We'll say tomorrow, crisis management. See how it is. Thank you.